This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. security officials warned that ongoing anger over the outcome of the recent presidential election, as well as other grievances, could fuel new violence across America. The Department of Homeland Security on Wednesday issued a national terrorism advisory bulletin, cautioning that a heightened threat environment is likely to persist through the end of April. The bulletin further warns that violent extreme domestic extremists may be emboldened by the January 6th breach at the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C., to target elected officials and government facilities. On Monday, the U.S. Army announced it will be keeping about 7,000 National Guard troops in the nation's capital through at least mid-March, citing concerns surrounding several high-profile events, including President Joe Biden's upcoming address to a joint session of Congress, the impeachment trial of the former president, and the annual March for Life. The White House also expressed concern about domestic extremism, announcing last Friday it had requested a comprehensive threat assessment from U.S. intelligence agencies stemming from the siege of the Capitol. Meantime, the U.S. indicted three members of the far-right Oath Keeper militia, accusing them of conspiring to storm the Capitol in a bid to stop Congress from certifying President Biden's electoral victory. The indictments alleged that Jessica Marie Watkins, Donovan Ray Kroll, both of Ohio, and Thomas Caldwell of Virginia conspired as far back as November to obstruct Congress, the charge that can carry a maximum prison sentence of 20 years. At Caldwell's detention hearing, a prosecutor said there was a possibility additional charges could be filed as the investigation proceeds, including charges of sedition conspiracy. None of the three has entered a plea in the case. For more news, join us, voanews.com, via remote. This is VOA News. President Biden signed a series of actions Wednesday to combat climate change, saying they will restore scientific integrity and evidence-based policymaking across the U.S. government. Biden said the orders to combat climate change will make the issue an essential element of U.S. foreign policy and national security. In addition, Biden is directing government agencies to buy carbon pollution-free electricity and clean zero-emission vehicles to create good-paying union jobs and stimulate clean energy. The president is planning for the U.S. to host a summit of climate change leaders in April on the annual celebration of Earth Day. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said his government will be imposing tougher COVID-19 border restrictions. Johnson telling Parliament Wednesday, British citizens and residents returning home from a list of about 30 countries deemed a high risk will be required to isolate, and government provided accommodations such as hotels for 10 days without exception. Johnson said he is taking the action to prevent the risk of vaccine busting new coronavirus strains entering the country. Johnson also said that British public school classes will remain online until at least March 8th. British schools have been closed since early this month when the country was locked down. The death toll in Britain from the coronavirus pandemic passing 100,000 people. Tanzanian President John Magufuli warning his health ministry against rushing to adopt COVID-19 vaccines, suggesting the vaccines may not be safe or effective. In a speech Wednesday, Magufuli expressed doubt about vaccines produced by Western countries. Magufuli directed the Ministry of Health to only adopt a vaccine after it is certified by Tanzanian experts. The president has told officials to promote herbs to remedy COVID-19 symptoms. The U.S. currently warning Americans to avoid all travel to the East African country. President Jovenel Moïse will not be stepping down on February 7th. Haitian Ambassador Moshe Edmond told VOA in an exclusive interview Wednesday. Opposition leaders calling for a nationwide protest days leading up to February 7th, the 1986, when dictator Jean-Claude David Duvalier was overthrown. February 7th, also the date that Haitian constitution stipulates newly elected presidents be sworn in. Moïse was sworn in February 7th, 2017, for a five-year term, the ambassador noted, but the opposition insists the president's term should end this year. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News, by remote.